You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should mention that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, there's a lot of news about the city of San Bernardino.
Right. Well, first of all, the city is facing a $5 million deficit before the end of this fiscal year, which is June 30th. It's not the only city, of course, that's in that position because of declining revenue. Cities depend on sales tax, and consumers are at home. They're not out there spending because of COVID-19. So the city's revenue consultant estimates that about $5.2 million shortfall this year. And in addition, of course, fewer people are staying at hotels in the city. The city has a lot of hotels which bring in that bed tax. Before March 1st, local hotels reported about 80% occupancy, and since then it's dropped to about 30%. So they're projecting about $575,000 shortfall there. The city already had about an $11 million shortfall last year at this time and made a lot of the easier cuts, not that they're ever easy, but made a lot of cuts. So what they're going to do this time, it sounds like they're going to have to make some really hard choices.
So what other news is there about the city?
Well, the mayor has kind of ruffled some feathers because he has asked for $50,000 to defend himself from those harassment claims that we've talked about, former and current employees alleging that he's created a hostile work environment. The city can refuse if the behavior in question was not within the scope of employment. And as we've talked about, Valdivia was warned by the HR director and the city attorney to knock it off. But I think it's also difficult to refuse to pay when all of this alleged behavior took place within the walls of City Hall. A couple more things I want to mention. Of course, we know that there's no permanent city manager right now because of the firing of Andrea Miller. And so the city has hired a search firm to help them find a new city manager. That usually takes 90 to 120 days. And also the final results of the March primary have been announced. And one of the incumbents, Bessine Littlefield Richard, lost her seat by just 18 votes. A very tight race. One incumbent was reelected outright. That's Councilman Juan Figueroa. And two incumbents, Henry Nickel and Jim Mulvihill, will face runoffs. Mulvihill looks like he's got an uphill battle because his challenger, Damon Alexander, got about 32.5% of the vote, while Mulvihill only got 28%, even though there were four challengers. So we'll see what happens there.
All right. And next, three inland religious groups are suing the state over coronavirus restrictions.
Right. They're suing the state and both Riverside and San Bernardino counties, all of which have discouraged in-person congregations from worshiping together, even from having drive-up worship services. And that's really what they're suing over. They say they're not trying to meet in person. They know that would possibly spread the coronavirus. So they're just asking for relief from those orders, which say you must have all of your worship services online or streaming. The churches that are suing are the Church Unlimited in Indio, the Shield of Faith Family Church in Fontana, and the Word of Life Ministries International in Riverside. They say, you know, pot dispensaries are still open, liquor stores are still open, but the churches are closed and they just don't understand why. They say they'd like to have their members drive up wearing masks and stay in their cars at least 6 feet apart, and they feel that that would comply. So this is really being fought on religious liberty grounds, that you can't treat religious institutions differently than others.
And lastly, the chancellor of the Riverside Community College District has been sued for gender discrimination.
Right, and the person suing is the former vice chancellor for human resources and employee relations. She says that the chancellor, Wald Ab Isaac, ever since he was placed in the position in January 2018, began directing her to engage in illegal activities that would violate district policies and harassing her and other female employees. The district now, of course, has declined to comment, saying that it's pending litigation and it's a personnel matter, which are often considered confidential.
Okay, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.